Chapter 7. Clueless. And it came to pass that the old creep was invited to speak at the local community college. The students of the college demanded it. Maybe it was revenge against families, or the idea of revolution. Perhaps they really believed in the old creep. Do creeps have something to say? The community was up in arms, but the truth was, the old creep was good for business. The college president played along, did interviews with newspaper and radio. She was hoping to get some TV time. This creep controversy could be her moment. She made sure to never express opinions, danced around the questions like a bullfighter. This is what the old creep said. Greetings, graduates of this mediocre institution. How are you? No, really. How are you? Are you elated? Terrified? Maybe just bored? Are you thrilled about the future? Well, I'm here to affirm that excitement and offer you some quirky, hard-won wisdom, of which I have none, as many of you suspect, which is true. What's mostly ahead of you is horror. Horror and disappointment. I decided to rectify this by creating the empty gestures. What is that, you say? The empty gesture technology was invented to resolve the problem of shape. It's a big problem in these times. Ever notice how people are starting to lose shape? And I'm not talking about fitness. I'm talking about shape. Do you understand my meaning? Yeah, probably not. Regardless, I decided to take action. So here goes. Bring on the empty gestures! And music began to throb. Lights flashed, and a flock of bodies appeared next to the old creep, doing empty gestures. The students and their families were stunned, unable to move. Grown-ups tried to shield children, but it was too late. By the time the chief inspector showed up, the old creep was gone.